offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's L-O-B-D-E-L-L Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina, Alexandria.
James Brodnick's Ministries presents the Master Key Program for disciplining your mind for good health, success, prosperity, and blessings. Apostle Brodnick will teach you biblical principles and proven techniques right out of the Word of God that will establish you into abundant living. The Bible tells us that God gave some apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. This ministry is designed to help you perfect your faith. Now, here is your host, Apostle Brodnick.
It's Apostle James Brodnick, all the way from Alexandria, Louisiana. Yes, right in your backyard. And I tell you, I am just absolutely excited about what God is doing through this miracle working prayer blessing ministry. Yes, the Lord is blessing ordinary people with all kinds of blessings, blessings of good health, blessings of success, and blessings of prosperity. Listen to me. I believe the word of God, and I tell you, I was sitting here today here in South Florida. We spend most of our winters in South Florida. And sitting here today, the Lord told me, he said, pray for my people. That's what God told me. We are here in a powerful move of God at the Full Gospel Church in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And I tell you, people are being saved. People are being healed. People have been delivered. Last week, I walked to a lady right before the service closed. And I said to the woman, I said, why did you come to this service? I said, and what did you come here for God to do for you? She said, I came to rededicate my life back to God. I tell you, the church went up in smoke, people praising God, and I knew heaven was throwing a party. And then on today, it's Wednesday, so it was Monday night, I walked to a lady, and I said, what did you come here tonight of the Lord to do for you? I never forget, her name was Bertha. And she said, I came here tonight to be saved. I want to be saved. And I'm telling you, people are being saved. They're being delivered. They're being set free through the power of prayer. And you that are listening to me, as somebody in Lake Charles, I must pray for you today. I must pray for you today. There's an emergency need in your life. And you can't meet it. It's going to take the power of God to meet that need. The power of prayer, it can go where you can't go. It can touch things that you cannot touch with your physical hands. But I want to pray today. I'm live. I'm in the prayer chamber right now. And you can dial a miracle at 318-754-0382. 318-754-0382. Mother, I want to pray for your son today. And I pray that when you call the prayer line, that you have a picture of something that represents that son. and we're going to pray. And God is going to bring deliverance to his life. Yes, many of you are listening to me right now, but you are just one call, one dial away from a miracle. You're not going to get a voicemail box. You're not going to speak to a special operator. No, you're going to talk directly to Apostle James Broadnax today. So you're in Natchitoches. I want you to call me right now. You don't have to wait till the broadcast goes off of the air. I am in the war room, and I'm ready to conduct spiritual warfare and to believe God for that miracle that you need in your life. I'm looking at a woman there, seems like Vidalia, Jonesville, somewhere in between there. But last night was not a good night for you. Looked like the enemy just kept you up all night because of pain in your body. But why should you be sick and others are being made whole? And why should you die before your time? You have one thing to do, is to pick up your telephone and dial the number 318-754-0382. 318-754-0382. 318-754-0382. You in Clartonport, Simsport, Marksville. Listen, I want you to call this prayer station today and let's believe God for your miracle. For over 35 plus years, this is what I've been doing in the body of Christ, praying in powerful prayers that is working miracles in the life of God's people. You see, the Bible says that the prayers of the righteous availeth much. That means that the prayers of the righteous get results. Now, after all the talk, after all the promises, only one word counts, and that is results. Now, if you need results, if you have things pending, I believe through the power of prayer we can get it released. A woman walked to me Saturday with tears in her eyes here in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And she said to me, she said, Apostle Broadnax, she said, I really, really love your ministry. And she said, I've been supporting you for years. She said, but I'm just in a dry season of my life. She said, work must come. I got hurt on my job and they not treating me right. Money held up. She said, I'm behind in all of my debt. She said, I don't know what I'm going to do. She said, but you know when I get blessed, you may be gone. She said, but I'm going to make sure I remember you to be a blessing. And I said to the woman, I said, I'm going to pray that God begin to release your money not when I'm gone. But I said, I'm going to pray that God start releasing your money right here and right now. That was Saturday. And she didn't know where no money's going to come from. That woman said when she got home, she testified Monday night, it had to been an angel delivery. So when she got home, her check, one of her checks was in her mailbox. God did a relief, a supernatural release. She in the church crying, don't know how the need's going to be met. But God had already paid the way out of no way. I'm talking to somebody that really needs God's help. It's nothing to be ashamed of. When you know you need God's help, you just got to get it. And that number again is 318-754-0382. 318-754-0382. And I believe with all of my heart, soul, and mind that when you dial that number there, you are going to be dialing a miracle. What are you waiting on? Why are you sitting there just listening? Listen, you need to get to the telephone and let's touch and agree and believe God for the miracle that you need in your life. As someone, I'm looking at you in the realm of the spirit. You're a hardworking individual, but look like what you're being paid. It's just not fair. It's just not fair. And it's really not enough. You need a miracle. You need promotion. You need a better paying job. But I believe that all things are possible through the power of prayer. Through the power of prayer. I want to pray. I want to pray for all of you. Somebody in Appaloosa. There's somebody you just driving along 49, passing through Alexandria, but you just happen to pick up the station. That's what you think. But it was divine appointment. God has you to turn to this channel because there is a miracle for you this day. that is a miracle for you this day. Let's see what the Bible says about prayer. Well, the Bible says in Matthew 7:7, the word of God said, ask. So you got to ask. And he said, and it shall be given. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. And then the word of God says here, seek. Glory be to God. And you shall find. Knock in the door. It shall be open unto you. Now, that's enough to shout off right there. But if you really want a real shout, you need to read verse 8. Because Matthew 7:8 says that everyone that acts, they receive. Everyone that was seeking, they found. And everyone that knocked the door, it was open. And I'm saying today, I believe through the power of prayer, that God is going to open a door for you that no man will be able to close in your faith. I'm talking to somebody. I hear the name Cynthia. I believe you're one dial away from a miracle. One dial away from a miracle. Somebody said, James Broughton asks, what is the number that I need to dial? It's 318-754-0382. 318-754-0382. For the next few days, I'm going to make sure that I'm here in this prayer chamber to pray for you that are in this region. I'm talking Alexandria. I'm talking Pineville. I'm talking Boys. I'm talking all of the surrounding areas. I'm here to pray for you. Monroe, Vidalia. Listen, I'm here to believe God for the miracle that you need in your life. Well, we can ready to go to the phone line right now, and we're going to begin to conduct spiritual warfare and praying for God's people. We're going right now to Boys, Louisiana. Believe it is. God bless you, caller. What city you calling from? Caller, you on live. What city you calling from?
Boys, Louisiana.
Boys, Louisiana. All right. And what is your request today, ma'am?
Asking prayer for myself, my family, and the body of Christ.
Yourself, your family, and the body of Christ. I have a young man that's been driving for me for many years. And he's with me here in Florida. He's from right then, Boys, Louisiana, named John Ford. And I tell you, he's been a blessing to James Brown next to this ministry. And he's been here with me now a couple of weeks in this crusade. But we're going to pray. Father, in the name that's above every name, I pray. And that is the name of Jesus. And Lord, this child of God have made her request known to you. And Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus that you begin to bless her. And Lord, that you bless her family. And Lord, I didn't ask her what everybody needs because you already know the need of every one of her loved ones. You know the ones that need to be saved. Save them, Father, in the name of Jesus. You know the ones that need deliverance in their life and habits need to be broken. Oh, God, I'm praying that you do it for my dear sister this day in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, those that need healing and a touch in their body, you know the ones, God, that need that healing miracle. Oh, God, I pray that you heal those that need a miracle in her family. And as she stands in the gap for those that she loves, I pray, God, that you work miracles in their life, even financial miracles, financial breakthroughs. And I pray, God, for my dear sister, as she have called in to stand in the gap for those that she loved, I pray, Father, that you bless her spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally, personally, and financially. So, in Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And I want to give you a scripture reading this week here. And I pray that you would really, really meditate on this scripture here the rest of this week. Psalms 37 and verse 4. You got it?
That's it. Psalms 37, verse 4. Thank you, Jesus.
And I want you to read that two or three times. Ma'am?
Yes, that's one of my favorite scriptures that I read.
Oh, now, hold up. I'm telling you to do this, and this is already one of your favorite scriptures that you read. So you know this
yes,
guy
sir.
Can really be God. God letting you know that he has heard your prayers. That's all. That's
thank
confirmation.
You, Lord.
God letting you know you're moving in the right direction. So you lay
thank
right
you,
there. Your favorite scripture, God said, if you delight yourself in him, he would give you what? The desires of your heart. Well, I think
yes, sir,
listening to the broadcast, we'll be pretty soon having one of my, I haven't preached in Alexandria, and I know about 10 or 12 years, but I'm going to be having a big miracle service real soon in Alexandria. Matter of fact, my team is working on it now. People will be coming in from Texas. They'll be coming in from Houston. They'll be coming in from Appaloosa, Lafayette, Baton Rouge. They're going to be coming in from all over, because we're going to have a big miracle service there in Alexandria before this year ends. Amen?
Sir. Yes, sir.
So keep listening to the broadcast, and I'm going to believe, God, that you'll be calling me back with a testimony and a praise report. Amen?
Sir, in Jesus' name.
And, hey, now, listen, you said the right words in Jesus' name. All right, you have a blessed day, because I'm going to tell you, God going to use you in this season of your life. You watch. You're going to be a powerful witness for the Lord. You're going to be a powerful witness for the Lord. People that know you, they're going to know that God changed your life. They're going to know that you are saved for real. You watch.
Thank
and that
you.
Is the word of the Lord. Amen?
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
All right. God bless. All right. All right.
God bless you.
My time is almost up. I got to exit these airways. But don't forget, I'm going to stay in the prayer chamber for another 15 minutes to take your call.
K-A-Y-T FM. Broadcasting on the cutting edge of technology. You can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop listening.
Always remember that God is right there by your side. This is what he said. God said, I'll be there for you. Hold you in my arms. Run you through the storms of your life. He said, I'll be there for you. Hold you in my arms. Run you through the storms of your life. Oh. Said you're dealing with some things that's causing you pain. You know that you can call me. Well, I gave you my word that your cries would be heard. Don't hesitate to call me. Oh, I'll be there. Yes, I will.
I'll hold you
late in the midnight.
This is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence living in me. This is the air.
This is the air.
Come on, the very air we breathe. He gave it to us, we didn't buy it. Come on, tell me.
This is the air.
Come on, lift your hands to him and tell him.
Your holy presence.
It's your presence, Lord, your Holy Spirit that dwells on the inside of us, leading us and guiding us into all truth. Thank you, Lord, for it. We thank you for the gift. And not only that, when we talk about your word, it's my daily bread. It's what I long for. And God, you said, he who hungers and thirsts after righteousness shall be filled. This verse just says, your very word. Come on, tell him today. Come on, say spoken. So this is the part that I love to declare. It says, it's, and I, listen to these words. It says, I'm desperate for you. Is there anybody here you just don't want him, but you're desperate for him? You've got to have him. Sing it to him again. And I, I'm lost without you, Jesus. Lord, I was lost, God, once in the world, but now that you changed me, I've got to have you. Come on, sing this with us again. This is the air I breathe. Come on, I want you to sing it with us. This is the air I breathe. And because you sent your Holy Spirit, Lord, thank you that it is. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, living in me as you are, Jesus. It's living in me, hallelujah. I'm connected to you and you're connected to me. And I tell you today that this is my daily bread. Yes, it is. Hallelujah, Jesus. This is my daily bread. Yes, it is.
Jesus.
Lord, it is the truth of your word that you've given us. Spoken to me, Jesus. Spoken to me. And if you're desperate for him, I want you to lift your hands and tell him. Come on, tell him. I'm desperate for you, Jesus. You're desperate for him. Lift both hands to heaven and open your mouth in the air. Tell them together. And I thank you, Jesus. I'm lost without you, Lord. Come on, Lord Jesus. We're lost without your presence. We need to have you there, Lord. Come on, sing it again.
Ship.
realize that you're nothing without him and you'd be lost. I want you to lift your hands right now and tell him this is the air I breathe. Breathe it in.
This is the air.
Come on, he's given us the ruach breath, the creative breath of God, as he did Adam in Genesis. He,
this is the air.
Oh, Jesus. Come on, just breathe in now. Breathe in the air that he's given.
This is the air.
Oh, this is the air I breathe.
This is the air I breathe.
Come on, say it again. This is the air.
This is the air I breathe.
Come on, come on, come on. You drop out group. I want to hear the singing sanctuary. Come on, congregation.
This is the air I breathe.
Come on, come on, sing it in this sanctuary. Come on, sing it.
This is the air I breathe.
Yes, Lord. Come on, say it again.
This is the air I breathe.
Glory. Glory.
Well, Jason, I've got to tell you, you're pretty much everything this company is looking for in an entry-level candidate.
Great.
Your resume isn't quite what we're used to, but you've got a fantastic work ethic.
Thank you.
And I'm impressed by how you carry yourself.
So, should we talk about the job?
What? The job? Oh, sorry. Yeah, I have no way of recruiting or even meeting you. This interview didn't happen.
It may sound ridiculous, and that's because it kind of is. There's a huge pool of talent your company is missing out on. Meet the grads of life. Who are they? Talent worth knowing about. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
Man, we really could have used him.
Don't miss out on a resource many innovative companies have already discovered. Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio.